McLean County Republicans are pointing to some gains and holds, even though they lost those two seats on the county board and failed to push through a proposal to dissolve the Bloomington Election Commission. It was Connie Beard's first general election since being named party chair in McLean County. In this conversation with GLT's Eric Stock, Beard says the so-called blue wave, an infusion of Democratic cash in local races, and confusion about the ballot question all contributed to tipping scales in the Democrats' favor.
On the state level, yes, it is disappointing. We are now in a one-party control for the state of Illinois, and I firmly believe that within it won't take long before the state to realize that they're in deeper trouble now because of the policies that brought us to an economic cliff are now just going to be furthered by the party that's going to be in power. So it's going to be a hard lesson to be learned in a couple of years, but as Republicans in McLean County, we are resolved. We're not going anywhere. We are going to resolve ourselves to continue to speak to the truth and to the facts that will help our county and help our state.
What about at the local level, losing a couple of seats that were very much up for grabs and seemed to go down to the wire tonight?
It was a testimony to how tight races were when probably from our Democratic opponents, they thought throwing 100,000 plus into a race would make it a complete landslide, and in fact it wasn't. We have very satisfying results with Kathy Michael as our county clerk and winning her spot and retaining her role as our county clerk. And that of all the races was the one that was such focus and such energy put into it by the Democrats. The fact that we overcame that is a testimony that it takes more than money to win an election. It takes a caliber of candidate such as we had in Kathy Michael. And our other candidates, I am so proud of them. They all ran races with integrity and with good decorum, with respect. And although some lost, they didn't lose by that great of amount. And we are hopeful that that is just going to be a training ground for new candidates that will be coming in various races in the future.
Since these races were so close, I guess the armchair quarterbacking will begin now. Anything that you could have done differently to give them that last push over the top?
Well, the fact that we were dealing with such a financial difference between the amount of money that J.B. Pritzker was able to pour into our county races and the fact that we are not that caliber of funding in our county, it was really kind of so unusual to have that much money be put into a county race. I don't know that we want to look at it as, well, we just have to raise more money. That's not always the answer. We have to look at delivering our message, at helping voters understand the contrast between the candidates. And I think that we have some lessons learned, and we have some ideas that we have yet to be put forward that we will implement in the upcoming elections.
What are those lessons learned?
Well, that messaging is important, that the use of media is always an important element, that we need to have a strong grassroots local campaign. I think where we were successful was where in the precincts and districts where we could knock on more doors and people could have a face-to-face encounter with our candidates and helping our candidates understand the importance of that. And that is the basic ground game. And we are confident that we will be able to improve upon that.
As we look at the BEC vote, too, another element here, that coming up short tonight, anything that you feel could have been done differently to further the Republican message on that?
If we were able to have additional funding that could have delivered systems of communication, you know, that would have helped. We realized that people found that to be a very strange wording. Shall the city election laws be rejected? Your initial reaction is, no, I don't want to lose my election law. But helping them understand and the fact that such a large number of people did support it, even with our limited amount of education, that's something we're going to revisit. I think that it's the voters that did vote yes were recognizing the advantages of merging our systems. Even tonight when we're sitting here trying to get results back, flipping back and forth from county to city and county to city, that is a good example of what can be eliminated by merging the two together. And I think when voters start to put that together, as so many of them did tonight, that it wouldn't take much more to put that over the edge, and therefore it's something that we probably will revisit.
So we, as in the Republican Party, now the Libertarians, headed up last time GOP joined it. Might GOP take the lead this time?
That's certainly a strong possibility. We had enough bipartisan support between the Libertarians and between actually other Democrats that came on board and were signing the petition to make it happen, that I think if the advance process is done more efficiently and clearly, that there will be even more people that will recognize it across the board, that as a nonpartisan issue, it's a benefit for the community. So we may very well take the lead, and I wouldn't have a problem with that at all.
This is Sound Ideas. Eric Stock with Connie Beard, the chairwoman for the McLean County Republican Party, after the election results. And as we look at gains that the Democrats made on the county board, there certainly, one would imagine, will be calling for greater influence on committees, additional assignments that they've not had in the past. Do you suspect that that will be an issue on the county board as there is more of an ideological balance?
I think it will be interesting to see how the limited experience of these new county board members are enabling them to have any impact. We have some very experienced county board members now who know how to have an impact in our county, how to make things happen, how to develop and implement improvements and savings. It'll be interesting to see if these new candidates, who have very little limited experience in the real world, I will say, of business and development and government, will be able to have much of an impact. That will be yet to see.
We've heard so much about the term blue wave in the past couple of months. Do you feel that had an impact here? The fact that it appeared the Democrats were far more organized than they had been in the past and ran far more candidates than they have locally than in years past.
I do see that there was an impact. There was an impact that was the candidates seemed to have a motivation that was driven based on a national view of our president. And that so often was the main motivation factor. And, you know, you wonder, what impact does our national level have on the local county level? And you wonder, are you motivated to really help your neighbor and to help your local government? Are you just simply running out of a distaste in your opinion of the national president and that national government and impact? So I think that we have a great opportunity moving forward to learn what we've learned in this campaign. I don't believe the Democrats have completely had a blue wave here by any means. Obviously, they put thousands of dollars into the county clerk's race, and they've lost. So I'm hoping they realize that an election process isn't just about the money, and that they need to have viable candidates. I am still think the jury is out on how well they are doing in actually having viable candidates. We'll see how the candidates that have been elected actually perform in the workplace and then make a judgment call on how successful they've been.
Connie Beard, the chair of the McLean County Republican Party, spoke with GLT's Eric Stock.